In our missing series tonight, we are focusing on a case out of Washington State. 24-year-old Jennifer Caridad is from Yakima, and she vanished the same day her boyfriend went on a multi-state crime spree. Jennifer's family is desperate for answers, and that boyfriend is now behind bars, and he's not talking. News Nation's Nancy Liu is joining us live tonight from Yakima with what we know so far about this case. Nancy?
And Marnie, every day the loved ones of Jennifer Caridad fight off their fears of the worst. They worry that something happened to her before her car was found at a lake here in Yakima on August 9th. There were ominous clues inside, but no sign of her.
When I go someplace and I see some friends and her, I can imagine something. Where is my daughter? Why they happened to her?
It's been 3 long months of pain and anguish for the family of 24-year-old Jennifer Caridad. Those who miss her dearly include 2 younger brothers, her mother Lenore and father Enrique.
I can't explain the big love for her. It's my life. Everything for me. I know I have 2 more kids. I love him, but it's the girl I love so much, and Mitch.
On August 8th, Jennifer left her family home in Sunnyside, 35 miles east of Yakima, to go pick up her boyfriend. She walked out the back door at around 5 o'clock and told her younger brother she'd be back later. He started to worry when she wasn't.
The first thing I saw was, what happened to her? Where is she? I thought, oh, she's probably somewhere right now. So I messaged her saying, where are you? Call us. Are you okay? I didn't get a response.
The day after, the family SUV was found at Berglund Lake in Yakima. There was blood in the back seat, and some of Jennifer's clothing was nearby, but not her. Jennifer was said to be consumed with her boyfriend of 8 months, 26-year-old Aurelio Escobar. The relationship soon overshadowed her work with kids at a child care center. But the Caridads were less than impressed with Escobar, who was unemployed and moved in with the family over the summer.
It's not that I'm scared of him, it's just that I just had a weird feeling. I don't want to be involved with it.
The family has since learned Escobar is a gang member, and Jennifer's disappearance is linked to his violent crime spree stretching from Washington to Southern Oregon. According to police, Escobar had shot and carjacked another man at Berglund Lake. And over the next 2 days, he allegedly carjacked or made attempts to switch vehicles in several towns south of Yakima and then over in Portland, Oregon. After stealing a car in Goldendale, authorities in Medford and Jackson County were on the lookout. Escobar was finally taken into custody on August 11th after a chase and shootout in Medford. He has refused to provide any information about Jennifer.
It's hard when you don't have to go someplace and look for her.
You don't know where.
Yes, that's why it's hard to ask for stay in the house only. I waiting for news.
But there has been no news from Sunnyside Police about the case. The department refused an interview request, but said it continues to partner with other agencies in their investigation. Several drone and dive searches of the lake have yielded no major clues.
We just want to know what happened to her. If she's dead or not, we just want to, have peace.
When I go to sleep, I ask him to God, take care of my daughter. I can't do anything, but you can. That's all to ask. Why to my daughter?
Now, the Caridad's SUV remains in police custody and part of the investigation. And without direct evidence of any foul play, the disappearance of Jennifer Caridad remains a missing persons case. Marnie?
Nancy, what about the blood that was found in the SUV? Have police determined where that came from, if it belongs to Jennifer?
Well, Marnie, police are still waiting for the results from the state crime lab, and they've told the family that could take up to 8 months. But should it turn out to be Jennifer Caridad's, obviously this investigation will take a far different turn with that evidence of foul play.